Cowboys' historic Gallagher-Iba Arena.
These days, playing a game at Oklahoma State is just another road game for Bill Self, but that wasn't always the case. A younger Bill Self once played here in Stillwater, and the furthest thing from his mind back then was that one day he'd be coaching for the team he once played against.
I never dreamed it could be a dream job for me. I always thought Oklahoma State would be my dream job, but once that came into play, you know, it became a dream come true.
Before Self played at OSU for the Cowboys, he envisioned himself as a starting guard at KU under Jayhawk coach Ted Owens.
You know, I was always hoping Ted Owens would recruit me, but he recruited another slow white guy named Tad Boyle.
Boyle is now the head coach at Colorado. At Oklahoma State, Self discovered he had no future playing basketball beyond college.
I mean, I may have had 2 or 3 minute stretches where maybe, you know, I felt pretty good about myself, but never like that.
Professional basketball wasn't in the cards for Self, but he did think about a career in coaching.
I always loved the game, respected the game, and Dad was a coach, and so I'd been around it. You know, part of being a coach, I think, is also being, you know, a leader. And you know, even if it's just on your respective teams, you know, being the voice that rallies everyone and that kind of stuff. So I think it was always in my blood.
His first taste of coaching was where Self had hoped to play, at KU. Ted Owens was gone, and his successor, Larry Brown, hired Self as a graduate assistant in the mid-1980s. It wasn't much, but it was a job. And it did involve coaching.
30 years ago, I was dreaming, okay, where can I eat free in town? I mean, and that's the truth. I mean, you're making $4,400 a year, and you know, if you had 20 bucks in your pocket, you were loaded.
Self says he can't put a price on the things he learned and on what Larry Brown meant to him. At the Hall of Fame ceremony, Coach Brown will introduce Coach Self.
I learned more from him in 9 months than I've learned from everybody else probably combined. Not because other people didn't teach me, it's because I was so young and a baby that I didn't know anything, so any knowledge that was thrown at me, you know, I just wanted to be a sponge and soak it up, and so I owe an awful lot to him.
In his early days as a head coach, Self returned to his roots in Oklahoma, first at Oral Roberts, then at Tulsa. In the year 2000, Eddie Sutton, a Kansas native, was entrenched as the Oklahoma State coach. Though Roy Williams was carving his own niche at KU, there were rumblings. One time, Williams complained about the subdued home crowd at Allen Fieldhouse.
If you don't want to cheer for us, keep your big butts at home. I'll find enough friends to come in there.
That same year, Bill Self was still flying under the radar as the unheralded coach at Tulsa.
In a lot of ways, we are a Cinderella team, a team that I think we got like 2 votes preseason in the AP Top 25.
Yet Tulsa was one victory from reaching the Final Four that year. In retrospect, Self says the Tulsa job was the biggest launching pad in his coaching career.
Tulsa's probably the one that stands out the most because it was the most unexpected on a national scene.
From there, Self moved on to Illinois, then succeeded Roy Williams at KU in 2003. In San Antonio, at the Alamo Dome, Self achieved in 2008 what eluded Williams for 15 years. And it all came thanks to 1 3-point shot.
7 seconds to go in the game. Collins got pushed, falls down, Chalmers shoots.
Oh!
Three, the game tied. 2.1.
When Bill Self is inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame at the age of 54, he'll enter with a national championship, 13 consecutive Big 12 titles, and a career that's far from over. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.